Blog Talk Radio. Reporting from the leading edge of humanity's consciousness evolution since 1997, this is News for the Soul, the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google, AOL, MSN, Alexa, and YouTube, and home to the largest, totally free, life-changing media library in the world. In its 13th year of broadcasting, News for the Soul is syndicated on the air, on the web, and beyond, and found online at newsforthesoul.com. Now, here's your host, the one News for the Soul listeners are calling the Oprah of the Internet, Nicole Whitney.
We'll be back with more life-changing talk radio in a moment. Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going, whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoonbending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world, and thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, we're live. Happy Friday. We have lots to do today. Some new stuff to introduce you to. And you have a one-time opportunity to experience some interesting work, healing work, yourself. We are going to find all out about the emotion code. Brenda Lanoff is my first guest this hour. We're after that, by the way, we're going to continue with the open lines. The lines will stay open, and we'll be going right into hour two, well, half hour two, for a reading for the soul. De-entanglement expert Amanda Butler. This means any kind of stuck energy around any relationship, even with yourself, any kind of codependent attachment of any kind. She actually clears them with you on the air. It's very powerful work. And that is at 11. So it's an hour from now. We continue on. And then 4 p.m. Pacific time, right into Healing from the Body Level Up. Dr. Judith Swack is back. Swack is back. Oh. I'll have to work on that for her. We'll come up with a little theme. Anyway, that is an intensive healing process that's unique to all others I've experienced, particularly during our shows, because we try to experience them all. On that note, let's bring her on. Brenda Lanoff, she has, here's the official bio. After a negative experience with traditional Western medicine 6 years ago, Brenda Lanoff began working with several energy modalities, including the emotion code and the body code, as taught by Dr. Brad Nelson. Brenda was inspired by the level of self-empowerment offered by this modality in particular, and had been an energy, has been an energy worker, says, why don't we eat on the air, people, ever since, using the UN method, EFT, emotion code, body code, and more, I'm sure. Brenda, welcome to News for the Soul.
Thank you, Nicole.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Thank you.
So we have to start at the beginning of your story, which clearly is the negative experience with traditional Western medicine.
Yes. Well, what brought me to the emotion code, body code, taught by Dr. Brad Nelson, I had this experience about 6 years ago. My doctor and gynecologist encouraged me to have some day surgery and to determine if this burning sensation I was having in my right abdomen might be related to a growth or cancer of the right ovary. You know, looking back on it reluctantly, I had a really heavy heart, which is, I kind of correlated it now with the emotion code, body code, and didn't really even realize it here till yesterday when I was reading my notes and going, yes, you know, I had such heaviness. And as soon as they laid me down upon the operating table, immediately after receiving the chemicals by injection, I went into cardiac arrest. So it took me about 40 minutes to calm my heart down and bring it back to normal. They went ahead and did their procedure, the gynecologist did, and they removed the right ovary. And the end result, I did not have cancer, but I suffered a cardiac arrest. So when I woke up after the surgery, I was questioned by this nurse if I recalled what happened, and my answer was simply no. Then I was advised that I'm going to be transferred to the cardiac unit. So I was really confused and bewildered, and I'm trying to absorb just like what happened. I'm supposed to go in for day surgery, and now I've had a cardiac arrest. So during those 3 days, I endured endless amounts of testing, connection to all sorts of machines, and I was really questioning my health and my path that led me to this hospital bed. So somewhere between the time of being admitted to the cardiac unit and being discharged, the nurses and doctors, they really became cool and uncommunicative, and I was really bewildered by that, because considering the trauma that I just went through. As I later discovered, the hospital's concern was as to a lawsuit. So I had feelings of extreme betrayal by this health system that, you know, was there to protect and care for all patients. And my faith in the recognized health professionals was extremely shaken. So I didn't suffer any brain damage, which was a miracle. And everything was intact, excluding, you know, removing my right ovary. But, you know, I survived. And I remember that first night in the cardiac ward. I'll never forget this because I was so extremely angry, and there was two words that was pounding out from my heart. It was self-empowerment, and I knew that I needed to regain my power and help others regain theirs. And that really became my mission. I didn't recognize it so much at the time, but it was so extremely empowering. So after a few years, that led me to the healing work, and I intuitively went to the healing work of the emotion code and body code developed by Dr. Brad Nelson. And this modality, this healing modality, it's really been self-empowering. It has the trauma from that has been deleted. Emotionally, I'm more stable. Physically, I'm better. And I'm just thrilled that I've been guided towards this work.
Well, tell me what is it? I've never actually worked with it, or I'm not familiar with it. So starting
okay.
Right at the beginning, because lots of listeners probably haven't either, what is the emotion code?
Well, Dr. Brad Nelson, he's been in private and virtual practice for 22 years. He was originally a chiropractor, and he's not doing that any longer. He's a pioneer in holistic health, and he's the creator of this body code system and the author of the book, The Emotion Code. So he developed a very powerful method of finding and releasing emotional baggage. And this emotional baggage is like it's far more real than we could ever imagine. And everything that radiates vibrational energy has an ultimate effect on our own energy field, whether that's good or bad. So whatever is happening all the way across the world, all of the events that are occurring in the world right now, that has an ultimate effect on us. And we've heard before through other callers and listeners that everything is of energy. So if the chair was sitting on the earth, the sun, and our thoughts are energy, so emotions are also energy. So like a computer, our subconscious mind is capable of storing vast amounts of information. So everything that we've done in our lives has been logged in our subconscious mind. Our body is sort of drawn towards positive things and thoughts, and it's repelled by the negative things or ideas. So studies have proven that when the energy of thought is directed intentionally, it can impact somebody else regardless if they're here or 10,000 miles away. And there's this view that 90% of our life is created subconsciously. We only have access to about 10% of our minds on a conscious level. That's why when we have a block, sometimes we really try to get rid of it, and it can be very difficult, challenging to clear that block out. So it's Dr. Brad Nelson's experience that a significant percentage of physical illness, emotional difficulty, and self-sabotage are actually caused by unseen energies, and you can actually manifest symptoms from a trapped emotion. So now normally emotions are felt and then they're processed immediately, but sometimes an emotional energy is too powerful and it may become trapped or lodged in the body. And these trapped emotions can occur at any age. And we muscle test as to that. It can even be inherited or detected within the mother's womb, the first, second, third trimester. So by getting rid of the trapped emotion, we've seen so many things happen where people's lives have just been turned around. Their work, their career, their personal relationships, their marriage, it's just been truly empowering. These trapped emotions are truly epidemic. They're insidious, and they're invisible cause of a lot of suffering and illness, both on a physical, mental, and emotional level. And they contribute to most diseases, emotional trouble, self-sabotage later on in lives. So the emotions of depression, anxiety, sadness, sorrow, these are about a few of the list of 60 different negative emotions that we test for. So it appears that different emotions have this different frequencies. They have different frequencies. So an example of that is the trapped emotion of anger. It has a different frequency, a different vibration than the trapped emotion of sadness. The trapped emotion of sadness has a different vibration, a different frequency than the emotion of grief, and so on. So it's during that moment when, you know, something goes wrong, that energy, that vibration becomes trapped in the physical body. And what it looks like is a trapped emotion is a little ball of energy, and through Dr. Brad Nelson testing, typically about the size of a baseball to the size of a cantaloupe. And it took Dr. Brad Nelson approximately 17 years to practice and figure this out. But what he discovered was that a trapped emotion will distort the normal energy field of the body. And if you distort those tissues, you end up having physical pain or malfunction of an organ or even lower the immune system. And through his studies, every disease always has some emotional energy involved that is greater or lesser in degree. And so the emotion code is a really easy way to get rid of these things.
Wow. So, I mean, energy in motion, emotion, we, you know, you're preaching to the choir here today. It makes sense. How do we, how does it work? You say that you do muscle, is it muscle testing?
Muscle testing. We muscle test, and I work through the client. I have clients, you know, from Bangkok, Thailand to Cyprus, so energy is energy. And through muscle testing, we determine what that emotion is, when it occurred. And a good example of this is actually, I was hoping today, just working with someone with physical pain. And by checking as to when it occurred, what that emotion is, by identifying it, when it came in, was it inherited? Was it actually an inherited emotion from a grandfather and a mother? I mean, you can check for all that and release it. And what's so great about this is when you work on inherited emotions, it's helping them. And people have felt it. you're helping them on wherever, but you know, sphere or wherever they're at, but it's also clearing them. So it's very powerful work.
Okay, how long does a session take?
Well, working with trapped emotions, I mean, you can work on, and it works on so many different levels, and this emotion code is part of the body code, which is a very extensive system. But with emotion code, you can typically reduce the pain within, you know, a period of time, a short period of time.
Now, when you say physical pain, like, for example, I've got really sore knees right now. I don't think that's personally associated with the trauma, but I think it's because, well, I was going to say because I recently put on some weight and my knees don't like that, obviously, but the weight could be associated with some emotional trauma, I guess. But how would you deal with any kind of pain, like, from that perspective and find an association?
Yes. So what I would do, and I would firstly ask for permission to work with you and get that connection.
Okay.
And then we can go into the knee. And I'm going to be asking you to give me your pain, like, from 0 to 10. So, you know, you'll give me a number as to if it's the left knee, the right knee, what that pain level is.
Okay, I'm just going to let the callers know and the listeners know while I'm doing this. This is the example session, which hopefully will fix my knees. That would be awesome. I haven't been able to go to the gym in 2 weeks. I've been really pissed. Anyway, but if you want to have a session, this is your opportunity to call in. You've got to push 1 if you're already on the lines so that I know that you want a healing session. And there you go. People are pushing 1 now, so stand by, and here's what's going to happen. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, I have you on speaker. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Because I'm muscle testing here. And there's different ways of muscle testing. What we work with, too, is the Nikan magnet. So I'll be working over my forehead, over top of my head, to the down to the base of my skull, and that's going to be working for you. Or, you know, people can work with their fingertips because that's also magnetic energy, and there's just different methods and different ways of releasing, but I really like working with the magnet because it just magnifies the intent.
Okay.
So just firstly, what I want to do here is just be asking for working through myself, for Nicole, and be giving the yes on that, and asking God to be working through me for Nicole. Okay. So, Nicole, as to your knees, is it your right knee, your left knee?
It's both, really.
Both knees, okay. And so as to your right knee, from 1 to, or 0 to 10, what's the level of intensity, 10 being the highest number?
When I'm, like, on stairs or walking, I would say an 8 or 9.
So if you were to feel it right now, what number would you give it?
A 9.
You'd give it a 9. Okay. So I'm going to be asking here for the guidance and ask to Nicole this number 9, intensity of pain, ask to her, well, as to the right knee, be asking what that is. And actually, what's coming up for me is that there's an allergy or intolerance, and I just want to check what that is.
Okay.
So what's coming up to me, and, you know, I guess I am getting more into the body code with this, but is as to an idea. So a thought or idea. I mean, we can be allergic to our thoughts, and we can be allergic to thoughts of, I'm actually getting allergic to the thoughts of joy.
Sorry.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, we can be allergic to anything at all, which is a thought, and we can be, you know, we can be allergic to any type of thought or idea, which can include love, joy, happiness, etc. So,
my friends are gonna have a heyday
with this. As much as that might not sound correct, you know, or kind of strange, but it's, you know, our subconscious It plays the, you know, it can play some interesting games with us. And okay, so let's just delete all that. Allergic energy, that energy adds to joy, adds to being allergic to the thought of joy.
That's awesome.
And let's release that.
Yes, let's.
Okay. Okay, so what I want to go to here next, I just want to check what else is coming up. Now, I am getting an emotion, and this here, this emotion, I just want to check as to the emotion, as to the right knee. I'm getting a heart wall emotion. This is something that we have these emotions that actually can circulate or in the circumference of 12 feet from our heart. And we can get a cluster of emotions that surround us, heart, like heartache, you know, goes to the heart. So by releasing that, actually the heart wall emotions, that actually can release a lot of emotional effects like depression, disconnection from others, or numbed emotions, and this lessened ability to give and receive love. But I want to just check as to this heart wall. And I'm giving this a hidden heart wall. And I want to check as to what that is for Nicole. I'm getting a hidden heart wall of conflict. Now, you know, we usually check as to when that occurred. And I usually ask for ages. And so that I can check as to, you know, is it what time frame that I can check if you feel comfortable giving me as to your age. And then I can muscle test as to that.
Oh, my current age?
Pardon me?
My current age?
Yes.
Oh. Something
and this
like
is muscle
48.
Test.
We'll call it 48.
48?
Yeah.
Okay.
48 forever.
Okay. So as to this hidden heart wall of emotion of conflict, I'm getting the age of 4 that's coming up. So at the age of 4, does anything ring a bell for you that comes to your mind?
Oh,
from your...
every day of my life, yeah. I was given up for birth and then in an abusive situation and then on my own.
Okay.
So pick any day up to when I was 15.
So is that, and I just want to test if that's what, is, if it is what you said, is this as to what Nicole said? As to the abusiveness, related to abusiveness? Yes, and I'm getting a strong yes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just go ahead and clear that.
Oh, goody.
Okay. Let's just check in right now and just see if anything's changed or not changed as to the right knee.
Oh, like a change in pain?
Yes.
I would have to go and run up and down the stairs to find out.
Okay.
Do you want me to go run up and down the stairs?
Well, I don't know if that's something convenient for you to do or not, but...
not the best of time, but...
Yeah. Well... I guess that's something that you can, you know, if you can't test right now, then, you know, you could let me know later on if you need to do that to test if you can't tell by feeling it now.
Yeah, I actually have to be on it.
Okay. But that's what the sense of this is it's muscle testing as to when it occurred. And typically the subconscious, it's going to be ready. So it's like, okay, I'm ready to release this.
So it wouldn't come up if it wasn't ready, kind of thing.
Yes.
And what are you doing when you're clearing? I hear things jingling.
I'm working, well, I work different ways, and I'm working with a Nikan magnet. It's actually called a Meg Boy, and it really does with the intention. It brings that the subconscious to the surface of the skin, to the conscious level, and it works like clearing through the meridian lines.
Well, this is certainly a unique process, and hey, you actually told me something I literally never heard before, that you can be allergic to thoughts of joy.
I know. It is very interesting. It's a hard concept for me to get my head wrapped around initially, but I think we can be. We can be allergic to happiness. We can be allergic to having money.
That sounds awesome. Okay. I'm not going to get over it. All right. So I'm cleared, whatever that was.
Well,
it's cleared, or should be.
I would think it would be reduced in pain, so I would ask you to check in that right knee's been reduced in pain. And this is a kind of sample. I mean, with the motion code, you know, you can work on so many different levels. And the body code even gets further into that as toxicity, circuitry, pathogens, structural, nutritional. But when you have a trapped emotion, it can make it more difficult for the nutrients to hold. It just affects every part of your life.
Here's
and by the more
do,
that you clear these trapped emotions, the healthier you are.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll get you started with the next caller.
Okay.
And I'll go run around on the stairs. See how I feel.
Okay.
Let's go to the first caller right now. Area code 717. You're up live right now on News for the Soul with Brenda Lanoff and the Emotion Code. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vira. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Vira. Welcome to the show. Do you have a specific issue going on?
I do. I've been having a lot of back pain, and it's mostly centered on the right mid-back.
Okay.
Right,
perfect. Vira, can I ask your age, please? And again, this is for muscle testing purposes only, so if you feel comfortable, tell me what your age is.
Yeah, I just turned 36.
Okay. So this pain that you have in the right lower back area, is it?
Yes, towards the lower mid-back, and it kind of radiates down into my left hip.
Okay. And how long have you had this approximately?
Oh, my gosh. It's really been more bothersome, probably for about 4 months, but I've had it for quite a while.
Okay. So, again here, I'm going to be asking to work through myself for Vira.
Yes,
and
please.
For all the healing to come through myself as a vehicle for Vira. Okay, thank you. So, Vira, I'm going to be checking as to the, as to this pain, but I want you to tell me from 0 to 10, 10 the highest number, what number would you give it for intensity of pain right now?
Probably a 5.
Okay. Now let's just check. I'm getting a trapped emotion. And I'm getting a trapped emotion of defensiveness. So I just want to check as to when that trapped emotion came in. Beginning at the age of 22, does anything ring a bell for you that was going on at the age of 22?
At 25, I was going through a divorce, so it could be the build-up to that.
So let's just check to see if that defensiveness is related to the build-up of the divorce. No, I'm not getting that idea. So is there anything else that comes to mind?
Graduating college.
Yes, I'm getting very strong. I do a lot of sway testing in my chair, which is another way of muscle testing, but I'm getting very strong on that. So as to graduating from college, okay? Let's just go ahead and delete that trapped emotion of defensiveness at the age of 22. Regarding college, going to college, all about college. Okay. I'm just going to ask you now, has that pain changed, not changed, different, not different?
Actually, it has. It's not quite as sharp.
Okay. Well, let's ask what the remaining issues are related to this pain, and as you had indicated, you know, it's coming up, and these are great to clear. It's a hidden heart wall, and there can be like 18 to 24 heart walls surrounding our heart, and we get those when we're defending ourselves, when there's been assault to the heart. So let's just check what that heart wall emotion is. Again, this can go out 12 feet in diameter. I'm getting a hidden heart wall of crying.
I have cried a lot.
Okay, so let's just see when this came in. I'm getting at the age of 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's great because, you know, the sooner in earlier years that we can clear that, then it just, you know, it just comes along and everything sort of progresses. So 1, 2, I'm getting at the age of 3. Now, does anything come to your mind? I know you were 3 and you're 36, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, around the age of 3, I was actually born in Utah, and around the age of 3, I suspect that we moved to Pennsylvania because the child welfare department was actually going to take us from our parents. Around that age is when we moved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, and I'm getting very strong as to that. Very strong as to this. Okay. So let's just remove that hidden heart wall of at the age of 3. As to moving, it's related to this whole child welfare and all the trauma related to that. And just gently releasing. Okay. Going to be asking if things changed again or not changed?
My hips stayed the same, but I felt my chest open.
Okay. Yeah, that trapped emotion of a crying is actually in the lung. So we're going to be asking if there are any, let's remove any remnants that's coming up. So remnants of that hidden heart wall motion of crying in the lungs and allowing it to dissipate and to move on.
I can feel that in my chest. It feels tingly and like it's opening.
And, you know, let's just bring in some forgiveness right now and forgiveness of that whole system and as to the people that brought you into the system and, you know, forgiveness of yourself and as to this little girl that was so hurt at the age of 3 and the sadness and grief and just allowing that to move and to move on and let go. Okay. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay, do you have any remaining pain there? Has it gone down?
Yeah, and it just feels like a nodule.
Okay. So this nodule, this nodule feeling?
Yes, like something's there.
Okay, so let's ask what that remaining, what that nodule feeling is. What's related to that? And I'm getting the trapped emotion relating to that. A trapped emotion of anxiety. And I just want to check as to that, when did that come in? Well, at the age of 25, does anything ring a bell for you at the age of 25 that was going on?
That's when I was going through a divorce.
Okay. So it's just as to what? Yes, it is. Okay, so let's just delete that trapped emotion of anxiety at the age of 5, as to the divorce, going through the divorce, as to divorcing. Okay. Okay. Does that feel better then?
It does. I can feel it vibrating.
Okay, great. Well, that's good. And, you know, it can take the process. Sometimes it can take 1 to 2 days for things to process. And I do want to mention for all the callers that what can happen is that in those 1 or 2 days to process, you may have some emotional up and downs. And you might just question, well, what's going on here? Someone was working on me, now I feel terrible. But what can happen is that you, and you can, not necessarily you will, but you can process this for a couple of days because you brought up a lot of old stuff and your body's just gradually healing and releasing.
All right. Well, thanks, sorry for calling in. And Brenda, I have a question.
Yes. Pardon me?
I have questions. I went to the stairs, went up and down the stairs. My right knee feels a lot better.
Oh.
But my left one's the same. Did we
right.
work on the right one?
Right, we didn't work on that one. Okay, listen, that was great.
Help me out. Now, on the left, too, like I've noticed it's like it goes from my knee to my middle back, really badly. It's been like, so does that happen, too, where one emotion will come out in different places?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I've had it where I've had to chase it. You know, I'm working with people, and then they're saying, well, it's not here, but it's moved over there. And you feel like you're kind of chasing it out. So I've definitely had that experience, but definitely, because the trapped emotions can go anywhere into that energy field.
Huh.
Well, let's check out to that left knee. That's great that the right knee's feeling better.
Yeah, that's fantastic. The other one's just crap now.
Okay. So what's the number between 0 to 10, as to that pain in the left knee, what does it feel like?
Left would be about a 7.
Okay. So I'm going to be asking as to Nicole. So the pain as to a number 7 that's in the left knee, I'm getting the post-traumatic that's coming up. And this post-traumatic, we'll check what that is. I'm getting a psychic trauma. And what Dr. Brad Nelson discovered after 9/11 is that these are like 2 or even 3 emotions that come in simultaneously, and they can become trapped into one ball of energy.
Oh.
So let's just check what that is. So I'm getting a psychic trauma of failure. Failure and confusion as to that left knee. So the psychic trauma of failure and confusion, and see when that came in. I'm getting it at age 4. Now, you can be within a year, like, you know, before or after, but I'm getting at age 4. Does anything kind of ring a bell for you that might have been going on at age four?
No, like I said before, I've blocked most of it out because it was not a good thing.
Right. So, okay, and that's fine. So at the age of four, so there's definitely trauma that was coming in. And, you know, we can tap this at any further information that we require at this time. And, you know, your subconscious going, no. So let's just go ahead and release that psychic trauma of failure and confusion at the age of four as to the left knee, regards to the left knee, and release it. And letting it go with love and allowing it to be. Allowing you to be. Okay.
Huh.
Proud of me.
All right.
I felt that one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The energy is visceral. I mean, I'm noticing it's bizarre. It's very unique.
Wonderful that we can do this now, that we have the computers and the Skype. And
I know. Isn't it amazing?
Wonderful.
I mean, people are calling in from all around the world. So to experience this firsthand, direct, so it's awesome. I'll get you on with the next caller. I'll go run around on the stairs again, let you know how it went.
Okay.
So let's go now to area code 702. I just want to remind all the callers, open lines continues into the second hour, so hang on if you want to get on with Amanda Butler and remove any blocks and subconscious codependent links energetically or otherwise. 702, you're up live right now on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Faith.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, not Amanda yet.
I'm not Amanda yet.
Amanda's next show.
Oh, okay.
I'm Nicole,
okay.
And we're on with
Hi,
Brenda
Nicole.
Lanoff. Hello.
Thank you.
So what's your question today?
I have type 1 diabetes, and I don't have any complications. I'm just curious because now I'm open to healing and I know I can heal myself. My question is, where is it and am I still holding on to something that I need to let go of?
Well, there can be a lot of trapped emotions that lead into diabetes, leading into inflammation. I mean, I certainly have had my share of them. And, you know, that's something that can be a real process.
Let me interrupt you. I did Brad Nelson's, I read his book and did some of the emotional things, but
yes.
that's why I'm asking you, because
okay.
I know there's a lot in there.
Okay, so yeah, you're very familiar with it. And,
uh-huh.
you know, it's
and
a
I've
wonderful book
EFT.
To get. I would suggest for anybody to download this. Start working on yourself. Dr. Brad Nelson's definitely out spreading the word, you know, as I am. And that's something that you can go onto his site or buy the book and, you know, start practice, start muscle testing and
uh-huh.
start working on yourself and start helping yourself right now, because I really don't think we can, you know, there's too much time to waste right now, and
right.
we need to be as empowered as we possibly can. But as to your diabetes, you know, we can just check here. If there's a major contributor energy that's contributing to this diabetes. Now, I'm getting some mental energies that are coming up. So
okay.
Just check what that is. And, you know, this gives you a guideline anyways. We won't be able to get into the whole thing and
right,
we're not releasing,
right.
you know, particular pain
right.
unless do you have a particular
uh-huh.
pain that you want to look at?
I don't have any pain.
Oh,
no.
Okay. So it's the whole thing here. But what's coming up? Let me just check.
Okay.
You know, what's coming up is a despair anchor. So, you know, you think of a, you can visualize like an anchor to a ship. So this despair
uh-huh.
anchor. So it's this negative statement that we perceive it as truth by the subconscious
uh-huh.
mind.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I just want a muscle test. And Ashley, you are channeling in as to like a trapped emotion, this despair anchor, it is an energy, and it can be released as an energy as well. So I want to check as a test as to what this despair anchor is that you're holding.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting that that's coming through to me is that you do not deserve. Your subconscious is like, you do not deserve.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels about right.
Yeah, let's just release that now.
Okay.
Releasing that despair anchor of do not deserve, and it serves no purpose, and releasing it. Time to release. It's okay to release. And just visualizing that anchor is no longer anchored and allowing it to move to the surface of the water and, you know, just allowing it to float and to be. Okay.
I just received a cold, vibrant chill with electrifying energies.
Okay, great. Well, let's just check here further and see what comes up that could be contributing to the diabetes. Now, post-traumatic is coming up. Okay. What's coming up? And I don't know if you've done any body emotion or body code work before or not, but I'm getting a miasma. And that's a distortion of the energy field from a suppressed disease. So I believe that's something that, you know, comes in that we need to clear out within this lifetime. And that's my belief. But you can check a muscle test to see what that is that's been brought into this time for you to clear out. I'm getting some neurological, dissolved, exploded, saturated in oil and radiated. And so this may not make any sense, but let's just release them now.
Okay.
So release all the above identified miasmas. Contributing to the diabetes. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to be asking here if there's another contributor to the diabetes that we can look at safely today? Because what can happen here is that with trapped emotions, and you may know this from reading the book, but you're only, you know, your body can only process so much at one time. And then,
right.
Yeah. So that's good. We've got to add a couple here. Let's see what else comes up. Okay, now offensive energy that comes up. And this offensive energy, I'm getting a cord in, like, you know, like in a biblical cord.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be like, there can be negative gut-to-gut emotions that we have or cording that we have. And so if you can imagine a biblical cord from yourself, I want to see who this biblical cord is connected to. So I'm getting this negative connection to the mother, to your mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just sever and cut this negative gut-to-gut cording to the mother, that's contributing to this diabetes.
Okay. And making sure that it's clear between your mother to you so that it's severed and cut both ways. Okay, good. How does your stomach feel?
I got a big chill when you did that. My body started shaking almost.
Okay, great. All right. Well, that's really good. Just even to get those cleared out, and the more that you do, it's going to help. You know, I don't think that Dr. Brad Nelson goes that this is the cure-all, but, you know, it's
right.
It definitely helps. And when you do get into the body code more, actually, the whole nutritional area, I don't know if you looked at that yet, but, you know, that's checking as to the pH balance, foods, herbs,
the pH
nutrients.
Right.
And you can actually test as to foods that you should be eating or avoiding and nutrients. And it's all recommendations because we're just the middle person here, and we're not, you know, I'm not a professional nutritionalist or anything, but I'm the mid person and I can test for that. And also, what is great about this and what I love to do is get the person on the other end of the phone to do the sway test. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes, I do it all the time.
And it really makes it more interactive, and it's just not me saying it's this or it's that, but you're actually able to feel it yourself. And this works really well with animals. And Dr. Brad Nelson, part of the certification, and I'm certified in both the emotion code and the body code, is that we need to work on animals. And I thought, well, that seems kind of strange, but, you know, they have the same emotions. And I have worked with animals through their owner, and it works really well. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And that was an intriguing session. You know, we've got, let's see, how much time do we have? We've got 7.5 minutes. Is that time for a quick thing or not?
We can do a quick one. So somebody who has, neck pain or, you know, some pain that they've recently acquired, and we'll see if we can just quickly clear that up for them.
All right. And to all the callers, stay on board. Amanda Butler's here in 8 minutes, and Open Lines continues, and we can continue our clearing work. let's see. There we go. 928, you're up live on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Sally from Arizona. How are you guys?
Great.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it just so happens that I have neck pain.
Ta-da.
I have neck pain. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so from 0 to 10, let's just see if we can clear this up relatively or you know, decrease it, the pain anyway. So from 0 to 10, what's the number and where is it at?
Okay. The back of the neck, sometimes it radiates up the back of the head and then down into the shoulders a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's not too bad. It's only about maybe like a 4.
Okay.
Other times, if I do certain movements, then it increases. But right now, I'm sitting still, so it's only about a 4.
Okay, well, let's just see what we can do here today. So I'm going to be asking to work with Sally. Okay, so as to this pain, this number 4 pain, I'm getting a post-traumatic. And let's just see what that is. So definitely some inflammation related.
Okay.
It's post-traumatic of inflammation. And that can often be a result of an injury. Was there an injury that you had that you can think of that occurred?
An injury to like the neck area? Because Not that I can think of. Nothing that's ringing a bell or just like coming up, but doesn't mean that didn't happen.
Okay, so I'm getting an injury about the age of 3.
3?
Yeah, 3 years of age. And
Seems I was about maybe 4. When I did have an injury and got a concussion, my pony bucked me off.
Oh, okay. All right.
So let's just ask you, as to what Sally has just said here, as it has to being bucked off and at that age of 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if it was.
Okay.
If that was actually what, if that was age, I don't remember actually.
Well, that's what's coming to me. It is at that age that's related to that inflammation. So let's just clear that up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, and I know we're sort of short on time here, but things changed, not changed in the neck area.
Well, I did feel a sensation, and I had a big releasing breath. It feels like maybe something has opened up a little bit.
Okay. And I'm just going to tell you quickly what's coming up here is, you know, we can get these trapped emotions of no will to live. Even
uh-huh.
that might be kind of disturbing, but, you know, at different times it does happen. Just temporarily this energy can get lodged in the body. So let's just see here.
Mm-hmm.
About the age of 7.
Mm-hmm. Well, my third younger sibling was born, and third of 7, and that's when I really started becoming the mother, like an assistant mother.
Right.
And kind of stepped out of having a childhood.
Okay, so let's just delete that. No will to live at the age of 7, and as to those times and having to be the mother, and release that. Okay. Can you check your neck and if it's changed or not changed?
Hmm. It feels like there's something going on with it, actually.
Okay.
I can feel, yeah.
Okay. That can go,
like,
you know, that can process here for a while. And, you know, feel free to follow up with me. And as you can tell, yeah, we're short on time here, and I'll have to wrap up with Nicole, but, well, that's great. It's just
Thank
amazing
you.
How emotions can create this physical pain that
yeah.
we can't connect it, like why that would be, but it the memories in the cells and at the time that it occurred, and it's just amazing. It's just wonderful stories that are coming out about releasing all these emotions.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sally. I'm glad we got you on and that you feel better as well. This has been amazing. It's an amazing introductory exposure to the emotion code, and let's give out your website and things while we have time here.
Okay, what I'm offering, and this is the first time you've been on the program, and so what I'm offering for the first, you know, 30 people, I'll do a free evaluation, and this adds to the body code, which I hadn't intended to get into today, but it's kind of led to that. And what happens with that is that I muscle test to see if there's any pathogens, toxicity, how well your immune system is functioning, how well your brain is communicating with your organs and glands intact, and that can indicate a spinal misalignment, nerve interference, how well your heart messages are reaching your body tissues intact, which it can indicate a heart wall, and that will include one trapped emotion. So I'm offering that for listeners for News of the Soul, and you can go to my website that's on News for the Soul or to www.whisperingenergetic.ca. That's whisperingenergetic.ca. And then mention that you've heard this interview and session on News for the Soul. Again, I work from Cyprus to Thailand, so at distance, it doesn't matter. Energy is energy, and it works very, very well. And the more that we release ourselves of trapped emotions, we really do like choose more positive emotions, and we can attract that into our lives. We make that more conscious choice instead of allowing these old subconscious patterns to run your program. So thank you, Nicole. I really appreciate this opportunity so much.
Oh, and our listeners really appreciated you being here, and as did I. And other knee seems to be a little better now, too. So I got a whole laundry list of stuff to call you back about. got this
okay,
little
perfect.
Pain and that little pain. So, awesome. Thank you so much. And callers, stand by. Amanda Butler is here. We're going straight into continuing open lines. You can continue your clearing work and such. Brenda, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I really appreciate this, being able to share this. Share this work.
Great stuff. Great stuff. The Emotion Code, Brenda Lanoff, the link's all up there, and get in touch with her. Do some work. It's pretty neat. I'm apparently allergic to joy. Not anymore. That was officially the most unique response ever. Let's go right into Freedom for the Soul. Amanda Butler, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm even more well than I was about an hour ago. You know, it's the perks of the job. So, what's going on with you this week, and what's going on in our world?
Right. Well, one of the things that I really thought that we needed to discuss today was talking about codependency again in the factor of what is it and what are we getting out of it? And one of the things that came up in the last few days and even the last few weeks as I watched with my clients and watched with what was going on around the world is that, you know, remember, we create through our experiences. And in creating through our experiences or creating through our conditioning, our programming, there may be things that are out of alignment with who we truly are. And when that occurs, and then you top it off with maybe some outside influences as far as there are things happening with the economy, with the world, with natural disasters, within your family. And when you're going through a crisis, then how does that take you even more out of connection with yourself and out of alignment with yourself? Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it does.
And so when we have that, there is a place in which we're living outside of ourselves instead of living and co-creating within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do we do about it?
So first of all, is just become aware of what's driving you and what is, really who's driving the bus, you know, so to speak, and understanding those parts of yourself. We're, you know, in the midst of this You Can Do It group coaching webinar, and we were revamping the belief survey, and as we were revamping the belief survey, I looked at it, and there were beliefs there that definitely I used to have that I would totally agree with, in the sense of beliefs that maybe I didn't think I was worthy of something, or I was afraid of this, or I was afraid to say what I wanted or express who I was because I wanted people's approval or I wanted to make sure they liked me or loved me, accepted me. And so as I went through the belief survey, revamping it, I went, oh, wow, it's so cool to see how what I'm not anymore. And so looking at that kind of thing lets you be aware of what is running the bus. So if you have a belief that you don't really realize that's running behind the scenes, that's not congruent with what you want to create in your life, the bottom line is that belief is vibrating and it's creating the thoughts and the feelings, and it also creates your perceptions that you see everything and the veils you see everything through, and therefore it affects your behaviors and actions. And when that occurs, then you're going to just keep getting the same results because you're not aware that that's going on underneath and it's not congruent with what you're really wanting to create. Does that make sense?
It does indeed.
Right. So I think that would be something to start with, especially with callers or any of the questions, because we would look at what's the awareness of what's occurring for them?
Well, let's start right. Are you ready to go to callers? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just start there and see what comes up. Let's just see what's out there today. Area code, well, you're showing up as 11111111111. So I don't know what your area code is, but if it sounds like I'm talking to you now, say hello. I hear you grabbing the phone. Now talk.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Welcome. Do you have a question for Amanda?
Yes, I do. I developed for the past 6 months an allergy on my face. I'm 42, and I never had those problems in the past, not even as a teenager. I never had acne or anything, and my skin is very sensitive, and it gets red and itchy, blotchy, and that's new to me. So I use a lot of products, and they're not helping me. It alleviates the symptoms for a while, but then it comes back.
And Mary, that's a really good place to start because, like you said, it alleviates the symptoms. But what your body is calling for is for you to go to the cause. And when you go to the cause, and remember, the body usually will show us what's out of alignment within ourselves from maybe an emotional level, a mental level, spiritual level. So it shows up for us that, hey, you know, I'm trying to get your attention that about something that is occurring. So when you have something, an irritation like that, the question to ask yourself, what in my life is irritating me, or who is irritating me, or what within me is irritating me? And if you can start answering those questions and really get honest with you, and it can be a minor irritation, but maybe that minor irritation has built up, or there, you know, you're not happy with how things are running in your life, now the body's going, you know, we're really irritated with this. And so when you can start identifying that, that will help get to the cause of it, and it will help you then start alleviating those symptoms because you're healing the cause of it.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I would also, when we have skin breakouts and so on, it may be that, too, you look at what kind of toxins are you dumping within your body or even within your emotional or mental body. Is there something that's going on within your life that that you literally are clearing out? Maybe you don't even know you're clearing it out, and the toxins are being removed from your body, again, from an energetic standpoint as well as from a physical body level, because the physical body will manifest what's going on in the mental and emotional and spiritual bodies, all your bodies. It will let you know what's going on. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, yes, very much so. Yes.
Yeah. So I would my suggestion would be sit down, write, really contemplate those questions, and that will help you get to the source of it. And if you want to, you know, I'm offering 15-minute free consultations. You could call me and we could schedule that and go offline and talk more about that. Okay?
Absolutely. What's your phone number?
248-761-9568.
9568. Okay, you do consultations over the phone?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I have people all over the country and throughout the world that I do that with.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for your help.
Sure. Thanks, Mary, for calling in.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Let's give out your website, too, as we go. Amanda's website is createyourdiamondlife.com, just in case you didn't write down the phone number, the rest of you listening there. And let's go to the next line. Area code 717, I think you're back on News for the Soul Live. What was your first name?
Hi, thank you. This is Vira from Pennsylvania.
Byron, Pennsylvania. Okay, you're back on with Amanda now. So what's your question for Amanda today?
Amanda, can you see something that you can help me clear?
Amanda,
well,
are you still there?
Yeah. No, I was just checking into her energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you do your thing.
One of the things that is coming up is you seem to be frustrated in some areas of your life. And so look at what those frustrations are. Because you're constricting your energy around that and trying to possibly even control the outcomes of what's going on. And when we get attached to the outcomes, we will not allow flow. And the reason why we get attached to the outcomes or the fear, or the results is due to fear of some sort of wanting something or needing something to be a certain way. And they're saying, you know, look into your relationships, break down your relationships as far as where those frustrations are, and including within yourself and also with Source, God, however you term that with yourself. You need to look at how you're interrelating within yourself and with Source.
I'm not really sure consciously what you're talking about because I'm not feeling frustrated in any one area per se, but mm-hmm. I am consciously aware that I do constrict my energy, mm-hmm. and I've been working to allow myself to, for my energy to float beyond my body and not be trapped in it. Could it be that I'm frustrated mm-hmm. with myself at not allowing myself to expand well, further?
Why are you frustrated with your body? Instead of utilizing it as a vehicle. I mean, we're spiritual beings that can expand our energy, yes, beyond our body, but there's a place where you have an irritation. Let's go back to the irritation but from the other caller, but there's something where you're not happy about being in your physical body. And what they want you to know is this is really important to be a spiritual being within your physical body and love every part of this experience about being on this physical planet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes more sense, yes.
Right. Well, and that's the frustration. So, you know, frustration shows up in many different ways. It's not like you're maybe, you know, jumping up and down, I'm frustrated. It just could show up as an irritating or incongruent energy within you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
It's making peace within yourself about this.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to ask on behalf of the caller, like, it's one thing to say, how does one really do that?
How does one really do what?
Make peace within themselves.
Well, it's about being honest with yourself that, you know, if you're frustrated that you feel trapped in your physical body, you admit, I feel trapped in my physical body. Because once you admit that, then you can go beyond that. And then to, well, why do I feel trapped in my physical body? I feel I can't expand beyond. I feel that I'm not experiencing all that I want to experience. I feel that I feel blocked in this physical body. So as you break that down, then also as you're looking at those feelings or thoughts that you have, there's belief systems around that. And quite frankly, in the New Age world, for a long time, there was this whole thing about ascending, but ascending beyond the body, and, you know, something was wrong about being in the body. And the point is, no, it's about being in this body, enjoying, living in full joy and vibrancy within our physical bodies, and still being able to expand our energy beyond that, but we love our physical bodies, and we take care of them. And we take care of ourselves within it. So as you can break down like where you feel that incongruency or that frustration, then you can do the healing work around that to love your physical body, to nurture it, to you know, honor it and respect it, that thank you for giving me this body. I just talked to a girlfriend this morning who birthed her first baby, you know, early this morning. And, you know, the experience that she had in being a physical body was awesome. And she's so spiritual and very, you know, aligned with energies. And she just, you know, being a mother was, she couldn't do that without her physical body.
Mm-hmm. That would be challenging.
Right, right. So it's like we come here. Remember, if we're on this planet, we came here to experience this planet. We came here to experience what it's to be like in our physical bodies as spiritual beings, and to have that full expression. And let's bring it back around. If we're living in codependency, we're not living in our full expression because we're worried about what others will think, or, you know, we judge ourselves, we put ourselves in a box, we allow ourselves to be controlled by conditioning and programming and maybe others' opinions because of the fear that, you know, the fear of not being loved or accepted or approved of. Instead of just being, I'm here, I'm living fully, and I'm creating whatever I want to create that will serve me in the highest order and serve others in the highest order. And like literally spreading your arms open and standing in that energy of, I love being here. I love expressing who I fully am. And yes, maybe in a past life or maybe even in this lifetime, I was judged, I was challenged, I was naysayed as to who I am or what I believed or what I was doing, but I'm going to go down the path that's destined for me, and there will be bumps in the road, and yes, I will make, quote, mistakes. I may fall down and fail at times, but in all that, I'm experiencing life and learning and growing and healing whatever may be incongruent within me from this lifetime or another lifetime.
All right. Well, let's take another call. I'm also getting I've got some questions in email, too, so hopefully we'll have time to get to some of those as well. Let's go to area code 313. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
And I'm calling from Detroit.
Sorry, from where?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
My
welcome
hometown.
To the show.
Hey, Debbie. Debbie, please.
Hi. I was calling. I was just like the tail end of the last caller, and I know I want to express, you know, love from myself and, you know, enjoy, like I'm just getting into my 40s. And it just seems like I feel like I'm just like, you know, a square trying to get into a circle or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so frustrating, you know. And
so give me an example of where you feel like you're a square trying to fit into a round hole.
Like with my, I was in a relationship for 3 years. We've been living together, and so lately we know that, you know, we got to go our separate ways. And when we try to communicate with each other, it's like you just, I'm saying one thing, you're saying another. And I want to live my life more, I'm spiritual, and I guess growing up traditional, in a traditional African-American home, Baptist, lately I've, you know, have been more expressive as more, how can I say, more open to other religions and just not so bound that this is our, you know, the only way to live.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, not trying to change anybody, but just, you know, it's not the only way to live. And so it's sometimes it's frustrating because, you know, it's like, okay, who do I talk to? Because all my friends beautiful people, but, you know, they, everybody has their that one opinion about religion and everything, and so sometimes it just gets frustrating.
Right. So here's one of the things I noticed. The one of the other callers was in her 40s, too. Understand, women in 40s are usually go through some sort of major shift and change within their lives as to how they want to live their lives. It's like we have enough experience that when we hit our 40s, we go, well, wait, some parts of my life do not work, and I don't really feel happy or fulfilled in the way that I thought I would, and so on. So understand you're in that realm right now, which is a really great realm, because when you hit 50, it's going to be like, whoo, yay. You know, I got that first 50, you know, years down. Now, let's really live life. And so there is an energetic that occurs when we go into our 40s. In addition, you will want to look at the codependent chart on the website, and it's under Success Tools. What you're breaking out of, you're not actually doing the square peg in the round hole. What you're breaking out of is where everyone kept you in a box through the conditioning and programming that you grew up with. And it's a great guideline when we, you know, first begin out our lives. But then it gets to a point that we want to live our lives more fully and express ourselves more fully. So maybe what we grew up in was a somewhat of a good foundation. I'm not going to say it was necessarily always a great foundation, because most of us grew up in codependent, dysfunctional homes. And I don't mean that disrespectful to our families or anything like that. I'm just saying that's been a way of being in our society and in our world. And it was all fear-based. And what we're being forced out of, and you see this happening throughout our world with all the natural disasters and the uprisings and upheavals, and even within our relationships that are close to us, is that if they're not congruent with us or in alignment with us, they're shifting and changing. So allow for those relationships to transition. They may transition into a more fuller expression of a friendship or love or whatever, or they may fall away. They may complete themselves because they've served you and they've served them to this point. And so one of the suggestions I would give you, especially being in this Detroit area because I know it really well, is check out the Unity churches. What you're in the midst of doing is creating a new family, and that will include a new spiritual family. And as you're doing that, yes, there may be some sadness, there may be some grief of some people that will be left behind, but they want to keep it safe. And again, we're not judging them, but that's where they want to live. And you're saying, I want to break out of this mold. It doesn't feel right for me anymore. It has served me up until now. And allow that to be okay. And that that you can move forward into a new expression or a more fuller expression of who you are. And you will really find more freedom, too, is heal the codependency pieces, because all of us have had them. Heal those, so then you won't feel so tied back in. Tied back in, I mean, being drawn back into relationships that don't serve you anymore, and, you know, be able to break free from them. And you can do that in a graceful, easeful way and loving way. And, you know, the friends that you have now may become acquaintances, or maybe they'll come along for the journey. But really listen to your inner spirit, your inner guide. And that's what I'm really getting for you, is, and this is for everybody on the on the line, listen to what your inner guidance is. And sometimes that will be against the grain of what, of who is around you and what you grew up with. But you've got to live your life. When we're living other people's lives, we're in codependency. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. I visit pretty regular the church of today.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Jim Lee.
Yep.
And I've been okay. going there. So, and it's nice. It's really nice. So.
Yep. Yep. Renaissance Unity is a great church. And again, it encompasses all religions, all experiences,
mm-hmm.
all people, you know. So, so just, you know, keep true to that. Again, if you want to talk offline, I'm giving the 15-minute free consultations.
Okay.
Maybe just, do that. You can just go to my website, createyourdiamondlife.com, and it's right on there, or just call me at 248-761-9568. Okay.
Okay. You on? Is it Northwestern Highway you're on, or?
I'm in Royal Oak.
Royal Oak. Okay. Diamond Light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And the link's right there on the Wayne's website, too. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye.
So I apologize to all the callers we didn't get to and all the emails we did. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep these on file for next week. So. If you did email in questions and I didn't get to them, well, I didn't get to any of them, so there you go. That would be all of you. I'll put them in a file. Oh, busy half hour. Flew by. We've got to do the shameless self-promotion portion of the show. It's a must-do. Let's give out all your, you know, if you've got webinars or anything coming up and your website again and
yep.
your phone number again and all that.
Well, again, you know, I'm offering a 15-minute free consultation for anyone that just wants to check in, get some clarity, maybe suggest some tools for them or what would be in alignment for them to help them out. As well as this Thursday night is the Universal L, Tame Your Relationships and Yourself even, with the Universal L webinar. And that will be on Thursday night. And that's how to use the Universal L with yourself, with relationships, with the world. It gives you the four different colors, the different ways how to transform, align, manifest, and expand. And you'll receive all of that at the Thursday night webinar. And then we also have a brand new series of the codependent, healing codependent relationships webinar coming up. In April, so check that out under the Diamond Power Within programs. We also have the Diamond Power Within workshops coming up in April, May, and June, and you want to check those out too. And we're really excited about the lineup that we have going into this springtime, so we appreciate
All right.
everybody.
Got a lot going on. CreateYourDiamondLife.com, that's where you go. And I think the 15-minute free consultations are awesome, so good luck with that. And listeners, take advantage of it. It's
Absolutely.
A gift. There you go. So, Amanda, thanks for being here today, and let's do it again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Amanda Butler, Freedom for the Soul, de-entanglement expert. We're back to, no, we're not. I have the weekend off, ha ha ha. Updating the archives by Sunday, I am told. That's the day that everything should be up to date and current. And because we have so many shows now, we sort of go in little bursts each week to get it done. So I understand that's when that's going to be finished. And then Monday, back on 11 a.m. for next week is the epic lineup day, the longer show days. So get ready for it. There's a lot happening and new stuff coming. So newsforthesoul.com. Go check it all out there. All the info's there. I could just be blathering on forever, and it's all there. All the shows that we've ever done, ever, all free, all the time, and much more. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to all the callers, too. Awesome shows. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're back at 4 o'clock today. My brain's back. We're not done today. And then after that, then it's the weekend off. Healing from the Body Level Up, 4 p.m. Pacific Time today. See you back here.
spirit is always willing to speak. Are you ready to listen? You can get answers right now to any question you may have regarding any area of your life. News for the Soul special guest and certified spiritual counselor Barbara Dutcher is offering private sessions to News for the Soulers now. Go to theguidewithin.org to find out more. That's theguidewithin.org. In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to CarrieO'Connor.com. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Do profound life changes have to be difficult? Intuitive coach Leslie Kleiman says, no way. Leslie is a featured regular guest on News for the Soul, whose mission is to inspire and guide clients worldwide gracefully and easily toward their goals and dreams. And Leslie is more than a coach. She can help you transform by shifting your energetic blocks to health, happiness, or abundance. Tune in to Leslie's next show on News for the Soul or visit her online now at AskLeslie.ca. That's AskLeslie.ca. Are you in pain, overweight, unwell, stuck, or unhappy with any area of your life? Healing from the Body Level Up can help you. HBLU is a unique mind-body holistic psychotherapy for the 21st century. Created by Dr. Judith Swack, HBLU is an effective way to eliminate struggle by clearing mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual blocks to success, so you can rapidly achieve the results you want to live a full, happy, healthy, and satisfying life. Tune in to our next News for the Soul broadcast featuring Dr. Judith Swack or visit HBLU.org right now to find out more. That's HBLU.org.
For years, News for the Soul listeners have had a direct experience with their power to create their reality through our exclusive Spoon Bending Kit, a mind over matter training that teaches you how to bend metal with your mind for real. Well, what if you can use that same technology on your finances? What if you can take your same intention power and use it on the so-called recession? Well, you can. News for the Soul has just announced the release of its newest life-changing kit, the Prosperity Kit. We have combined the intention technology of our spoon bending kits with a decade of research to create a program that has the power to change your financial life. Isn't it time to transcend fear and live the way we intended? For real? Go now to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Prosperity Kit banner. That's newsforthesoul.com.